about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
And this is Hollywood, capital of fun, fancy, and let's pretend. The stars have hit the red carpet as the show is about to begin.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
The show's about to start.
Good, I'm anxious to hear this.
Anything you are excited looking forward to?
It's weird to see people jump from, I'm not positive what the answer is, to, it must be, you know, infallible word of God, or, you know, and terrorists, or, you know, situations, or UFOs. You go, it's, unidentified, so it must be aliens.
This is exasperating.
And now,
look, you know, we're both taking our time out of our days to do this with you, so just have a better attitude.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of September.
What's up, you guys?
Hey, how was your weekend?
Uneventful. I didn't get hurt, which is the new standard by which I judge all weekends now.
All right.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, I didn't fall down anything, didn't break anything, didn't bruise anything.
Excellent.
Pretty uneventful. Pretty uneventful. How about you guys? Do anything fun?
You should set your sights a little higher, Pete.
Maybe
your
goals. So.
I'm just happy to accomplish that goal.
All right.
If Monday or Tuesday rolls around, depending on the work week, and I'm in one piece, I feel like I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I'll tell you the truth.
Excellent.
We've got a terrific show, including some live music, which are always our favorite kinds of programs today. But we'll tell you all about that in a second. But first, we take you to the great state of Colorado and the town of Elizabeth. I just lost my story. Oh, here it is. And we let Channel 9 News take it away.
She is lucky to be alive. She was driving when she crashed into a pole. The pole somehow went through her car, and then it went through her, piercing her thigh and her buttocks.
First of all, just like we talked about last week with ass injuries, anytime a news story involves the word buttocks, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the comedy word for your butt.
Makes it all the better. She was texting and driving, kids, and I pay a lot of attention to these kind of stories when they hit the news, partly because it's an epidemic in this country, and partly because we can't get it through our producer, the King of Mexico's head, that it happens all the time to lots of people who, before the accident, would say the same thing that he says, which is, I'm a great multitasker.
Oh, and I can do it.
I'm going slow, and it's safe, and it's not going to happen to me. It only happens to other people. That's what this lady thought before she got a pole through her ass, and not in the good way, Lisa. Not in the good way.
Firefighters in the town of Elizabeth had to saw off the pole at the ends to get her out of the wreckage. She spoke exclusively tonight about what happened to 9 News reporter Megan Fitzgerald.
Many of us are guilty of looking at our phones even while we're driving, but we spoke with a woman tonight who says it's not worth it.
My daughter texted me and said that she needed me to bring her saxophone to the school.
Well, at least it was for an important reason.
An emergency.
At least it was to get a saxophone into a teenager's hands.
Christina John says on Wednesday morning, she figured out a way to stop by Elizabeth Middle School, but she was running late for a meeting.
I did the voice text, and I was in the parking lot, and I looked down just to make sure it was okay.
And in just a split second.
And the next thing I knew, I was looking up. There was white powder from the airbag.
Johns had slammed into a guardrail pole. It went through the front light of her truck, piercing her in the buttocks and continuing through the seat behind her.
Picture that for a second.
Damn it.
Picture a pole coming through the front of your car, through the headlight of your car, through you, I guess?
Yeah.
And into the seat behind you, and you're just trapped there. What are the chances that you survive that?
Yeah, she was so lucky.
Incredibly lucky, right?
Yeah.
That it didn't go through her abdomen or someplace else, you know.
Absolutely.
Hit her butt.
Right.
They had a cut up there, and then they had a cut behind me because the pipe went through my seat. I could feel it, the vibrations.
Elizabeth firefighters were able to get her out of the car, and she was rushed to Parker Adventist Hospital, where she underwent emergency surgery.
I'm truly a miracle. They said if it gone just a little bit the other way, I would bled out.
It's a miracle for sure. But it's also a startling reminder of what can happen when being distracted while driving.
Devastating, knowing I could have prevented it to begin with.
Well, if only there was some way to know ahead of time that texting and driving was a bad idea.
Well, yeah, somebody should have told us that.
Somebody should have mentioned that by now.
All right, buzz Dave in the office and see if this one's changed his mind, or see if he's still sticking to his story.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Still,
you can tell.
Still a great multitasker. You're okay with texting and driving?
I'm the best. Doo-doo-doo.
Yep. All right.
Story's not going to be as funny when we come in one morning and Dave's not here, is it?
Are you kidding? If Dave gets a pull through the ass, it's going to be the best thing ever. That's awesome. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
If you believed in anything, you would realize this is why people go to hell.
We're going to talk to Ashley Escada, one of our favorites.
Yeah, we love her.
About this nude photo leak that happened over the weekend. There were, how many were there, did it turn out to be, Bean?
How many different celebrities?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there were 10 or so, maybe, with more promise to come. But the more disturbing thing for the rest of us is we believe in and trust iCloud.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the disturbing thing, is it just happens to be celebrity photos this time. But what if it's your fill in the blank, you know, banking information? I mean, there's a lot of things in the cloud that you don't want people to have access to. So what's up with that? And hackers can always find this stuff, but the companies like Apple don't see them, which is always a surprise to me.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, oh, yeah, now that that's been pointed out, I see what happened there. Let's fix that.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. So you could get it. Oh, all right.
In the movies, by the way, they always hire the hackers. That's what the companies or the government does. They just hire the people who know how to break into stuff and have them work for you so that it doesn't happen again. But, yeah, it's a big deal with lots of implications for everyone.
Speaking of which, we're also going to talk to Dax Holtz from TMZ.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
About the weekend, we have Jay Chanson. Sure.
I bet that's right.
I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
I think you nailed it.
On the program today, he's done a very funny pilot for Amazon called Really. I don't know if you've been following this, but Amazon will just put pilots up, and then people can vote. And then if you pick the one, then it gets a pickup.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Bizarre.
Which is kind of what network TV is like, is if you watch it, it stays on the air. If you don't, it doesn't.
Yeah, but this way is before it actually goes on the air. I mean, as far as the series, so yeah. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? And Bean mentioned, we have live music today. We have Arctic Monkeys coming in.
Very cool.
Very excited about that. We'll tell you also about a 29-year-old virgin wombat. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
He's tanned. He's rested. He's ready. It's the first Showbiz Beat of a new week on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's Ralph Garman.
He's none of those things.
He's not tanned, I'll tell you that.
But he's here, and that's a start for any week.
You were in a tanning location over the weekend, so I guess I just assumed that maybe you'd need a little sun.
I was out in the sun, but I slathered myself with an SPF 4000 before I go outside because I am not of the ilk that tans.
Yeah. I hear the Irish love the sun.
I go from white to blister.
Yeah, same. Same.
So I opt not to even attempt it. I just cover myself with a thick coating of enamel paint.
Super white, super red. Yeah. Those are your only options.
Those are my options, and I choose not red. But I was
that's a smart choice.
I was out quite a bit in the sun. It was a good time this weekend. But now here we all are back at work.
Stupid work.
Let's try to get through it the best we can, shall we, by taking a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. It was a long box office weekend. And no one went to the movies. Not big
really?
Numbers. Not big numbers. Number one was, again, Guardians of the Galaxy this weekend with just about $22 million.
Is this its
over the long weekend?
Third? Fourth?
This will be the
third?
Fifth week at number
fifth
one.
Fifth week?
Yeah. Pretty strong.
Wow.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came in at number two. If I Stay, in its debut, was third with $11.6 million. As Above, So Below was fourth. Let's Be Cops was fifth. The November Man with Pierce Brosnan came in sixth with $10 million. When the Game Stands Tall, The Giver, The 100-Foot Journey, and The Expendables 3 rounded out your top 10 at the box office for the four-day Labor Day weekend. Of course, everything everybody was talking about this weekend was that nude photo scandal involving some of the biggest names in Hollywood having their personal pictures hacked via Apple iCloud. That sound you hear in the background is everyone who owns a Samsung and a PC going, ha-ha, to all the Apple snobs. But Jennifer Lawrence, She's copped to the fact that those photos are her. Kate Upton also, woman enough to admit the pictures are real. Meanwhile, Ariana Grande and Victoria Justice are claiming the photos are fake. Reportedly, more are coming down the pike. Names like Gabrielle Union, Hayden Panettiere, Hillary Duff, Kaley Cuoco, Lea Michele, Mary-Kate Olsen, Rihanna, Selena Gomez. Wait, there's going to be nude photos of Rihanna? if they hacked clothed pictures of Rihanna, that would be newsworthy. And Selena Gomez also on that list. Just a horrible, horrible personal invasion for these poor women, and also a real significant concern to those of us who use any sort of technology ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Regarding what kind of privacy we can hope to expect, which apparently is none.
I hear that this isn't a joke, that the FBI is actually taking these very seriously. And
yeah, sure.
Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton, they plan to prosecute not only the hacker, but anyone who posts the photos and their stolen property. And it's not all right. And it's, you know, it's weird. Wasn't it just last year, Ralph, that another guy who had hacked a bunch of phones ended up with a significant amount of jail time?
Serious jail time, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're really going after this, and they should.
They do. So, Bean, please stop posting them.
Yeah.
And stop emailing them out to people.
You can't really even enjoy them when you know how they were made.
I've chosen not to search for them. I just think it's
I respect
wrong.
That. I completely understand
that. You
know
what's strange, too, is most of the names on that list are super sexy. And Kate Upton, for example, she's really put a lot of sexy photos out there herself.
Right.
Those are available.
Yeah,
and
you don't have to break into her.
Right.
Virtual world and steal
yeah,
stuff.
She's
from
a human. She's
hot.
A person who deserves to be to have that privacy.
And she's chosen to share a tremendous amount of sexiness.
Yeah.
So
thank her for that by not being a pig.
Right.
Bean.
I'm with you guys. I believe we all have the same evolved, mature attitude
it,
on
Bean. Oh, you're
why,
so creepy.
And why did you post them?
Right. And why did you hack them? More importantly,
how is this me? Yes. Lisa, what have I done?
You know,
why
you're
is
just
this
being
on me
mean.
All of a sudden.
You know, just being you. Sharknado 3, anyone?
Yes.
Maybe problems. There may be problems.
Sharknado 3 through 10, I'm in, Lisa. What do you like to be like that?
Money.
There may be problems on Sharknado 3.
Why is that?
Ian Ziering, according to Star Magazine, is demanding $1 million.
Has he seen the movies?
For the third installment. Look, they keep getting huge ratings, Lisa. He figures they're hits. Now he's going to change the game. You know, he did it for nothing. The first two. Yeah.
I think that's a completely reasonable request.
Now he wants $1 million. Well, that's about half the budget of the entire movie
yeah.
right there if they give him $1 million. Then what's Tara Reid going to ask for?
She won't be alive by the time they film the third one.
That's probably true. So now they're talking to Brian Austin Green.
What?
To perhaps replace him in the film.
All right.
Look, anybody from Beverly Hills 90210 apparently will do.
Sounds great.
And how about a reboot? You ready for a reboot?
Of?
Remember a little series called The Greatest American Hero?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
Whoa, I can't fly.
Flying away on a wing and a prayer.
Who
could it be?
I don't think I ever saw this.
What? Believe it or not, it's just me.
I remember that it existed. It's
Greatest American Hero?
Yeah,
it was terrible, right, Ralph?
It was awesome.
But bad.
But terrific.
But not good.
But terrific because it's bad?
But terrifically, wonderfully, awesomely good.
Oh, all right. I never saw it. So.
William Catt played a school teacher who gets a gift from aliens of this costume that makes him a superhero. But he can't find the direction. So what's he got to do? He's got to put it on and just try to work
it out.
Just figure it out. So he's flying all over the place badly and stuff, and everything was awesome.
It's poorly named, then. It's The Greatest American
the
Hero.
Greatest American Hero. Robert Culp, Connie Sellick also co-starred in the series Retrend from 1981 to 83. Apparently, they are rebooting it. No word on casting yet, but apparently the suit will now go to an inner-city school teacher named Isaac.
Okay.
William Catt was sort of a lily white suburban school teacher, and I think they're going to move it to the inner city.
Okay.
So, believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Just hear the theme song now. It's going to be awesome. Today's celebrity birthdays. Broadcaster Terry Bradshaw is 66 years old today. Let's not forget he was also a quarterback.
Yeah, well.
For those of you who...
More importantly.
don't.
And I
know
love
your
him
NFL history
on TV, don't you? I mean,
he's great,
opinionated and so knowledgeable, and he's a lot of fun to watch. And I believe he's joining us this week. I want to say
what?
On the Cabin Beach. I think so.
Yeah,
guesting with us this week again.
One of the great QBs of all
time. One of the greats.
TMZ founder Harvey Levin celebrates his 64th birthday today. Mark Harmon, 63. Keanu Reeves turns 50 years old today.
Whoa.
Salma Hayek is 48. What the what? That's a pretty spectacular 48
yes, it is.
Cynthia Watros, very talented and lovely actress from Lost and other projects, is 46. Comedian Cat Williams turns 41 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our friend Dax Holt in the TMZ newsroom in minutes. Then Jay Chandrasekhar, how'd I do? Joining us in the 7 o'clock hour.
Pretty good.
Live music from the band Arctic Monkeys in the 8 o'clock hour. But first,
Australia!
Australia is in the news. I can't believe the King of Mexico, when he went down there on vacation last year, did not go visit Patrick, the 29-year-old wombat.
Patrick is the oldest wombat alive. Lisa, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oldest and fattest, apparently. His nickname is Fat Pat.
Aw.
That's his nickname.
Fat Pat weighs 88 pounds.
That's a big wombat.
That's a lot of wombat, right?
That's more wombat than I'm used to, I'll tell you that.
Why is he in the news? Because he just turned 29 years old this week. If you're not familiar with a wombat, by the way, it occurs to me that maybe a lot of listeners have never seen a picture of a wombat. They look like the world's largest hamster, don't they?
Yeah,
they're
hamsters,
like a hamster that was in a Godzilla movie or something like that and got radiation and just grew into some beast, some 90-pound beast. He lives in a wildlife park. And he's very popular there. And I got the impression from this article that we saw, Kevin, that he doesn't even move around all that much. He gets pushed around in a wheelbarrow on the grounds of the where he lives.
You know why? Fat.
Because he's so fat.
Yeah.
Given that Patrick has never had children or any partners in general, it probably makes him the oldest living wombat virgin as well, says Australia.com.
Oh, why you got to treat him like this? You can't splash his picture across the news and say this guy's a virgin. Come on.
It is actually a little bit embarrassing for Patrick. What should be a celebration for him, a happy day to be 29, to be so old and still getting out there. But now it's tainted by the fact that everybody knows he can't get with a lady. So let's go to
Australia.
I don't know who we have Dave lined up for us on the phone, but I assume it's going to be somebody at the Ballarat Wildlife Park here joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin and Bean radio show in America. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
That's good to hear.
We wanted to call to talk about the wombat that lives there.
Yeah, that's me.
you're the wombat. You're answering
I'm
the phone.
Fat Pat.
You're Fat Pat.
Fat Pat
from Ballarat.
Well, it seems like they could have mentioned in the story that you also talk.
You're so busy talking about how I can't get laid.
Well, I mean, you turn 29.
Yeah, but in wombat years, that's like 400.
Okay, so even worse.
Yeah, I'm very old.
You're still a virgin.
Yeah.
Sort of a bummer, right? I mean,
yeah.
It can't make you happy.
I haven't seen my penis in 14 years.
Oh,
sad. I'm very fat.
That's what happens to a lot of people when they get that fat, I guess.
And even thin, there's a lot of fur going on
there.
Sure,
that's
right. True.
I guess it would be difficult.
Use a nice wax.
But isn't that true of all wombats?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it's hard for us to mate. A lot of trial and error.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot of guesswork involved in this sack.
Nope. How about this? Nope. How about that? Nope. How about here? Nope. You hear a lot of that in the jungle.
Wow.
Now,
wherever it is we're from.
There in the wildlife park. Are there girl wombats, Pat?
Sadly, no. But there are some nice-looking gamekeepers here.
What?
Human types, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
kind of... That's nuts.
We do, but that's a little creepy, though. Yeah. We're not into interspecies here.
Yeah, but I'm a big wombat.
Right,
88 pounds.
But as far as we...
That's Wang.
As far as we know, wombats do not have sex with human beings.
That's right, as far as you know.
Okay.
All right. You should see Glenda.
Glenda is somebody that works there, I take it?
You take it, all right.
Yeah.
I'll take it as well.
Wow.
If you give me half a chance.
So, no female wombats, but you have such a good attitude, you have figured out a workaround.
All right.
Is that true? Is that true?
Workaround, is that an Australian term?
I think that's walkaround.
Walkabout.
Walkabout, right.
No, a workaround is when you're confronted with a problem and you can't solve it in the usual way, so you figure out some other way to solve it. You've done it by going, hey, humans, they're not too bad.
Or like a reach around.
Well, I guess in your case,
sort of, reach around might be more accurate.
Workaround.
Sure.
Boomerang.
Sure.
Didgeridoo.
All those Australian things.
Or a didgeridoo dumped in my case. Because I'm a legend.
I feel bad for you that you have...
I feel bad for you. You're talking to a wombat.
That's true, too.
Thanks a lot for tuning in here on a Tuesday morning. Usually first day back from the weekend, we check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com in the TMZ newsroom. But apparently he's off celebrating his birthday. So we get his second-in-command, Dax Holt, joins us on the phone. Hey, Dax.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning, Dax.
Where's Harvey? Is he in Las Vegas making it rain? What's he doing for his birthday?
I would give money to see him make it rain.
As would I.
You know, he's going to keep all that cash for himself.
Harvey strikes us as a guy who rarely leaves his house.
He rarely leaves the office, let alone his house, you guys. He's always here. He's always working. But, you know, sometimes he's got to have a little vacation. So he's doing his thing right now.
Sure. Good for him. Well, I can't imagine how crazy your meeting was this morning, or is going to be this morning, as you talk about all the events over the weekend. Where are we on the photo hacks? What do we know? Because there's so many conflicting theories out there about how this happened, Dax.
You know what? We've seen this happen a couple times with these celebrity hackers that will go in. I don't know if they're accessing through the phones, or this case, it seems like one of the conspiracies is the iCloud, and that the hackers get in there, grab all these photos, and it seems like they, at one point, will just release a ton of people and embarrass them. And, I mean, this was a big one. When you start releasing photos of Kate Upton and Jennifer Lawrence and Kristen Ritter, I mean, these are people, you know, that are very high profile, and honestly, these are the people that people want to see naked, you know, and that's why it went so viral so quickly, and everyone was looking at these photos. But these, I mean, I felt really bad for these celebrities. I'm going, what an invasion of privacy to have all these personal photos blasted out there to the world, you know, and it's not like bikini shots. These are full, naked, compromising photos of these celebrities just making the round.
And Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton have both said these are them. They're real.
That's the thing. A lot of times you get these celebrity photo leaks and they go, oh, these are not me. It's
right.
It's a Photoshop job. No, they a lot of these celebs copped up to it real fast and went on their Twitter pages and said, yep, it's me. This is horrible. I can't believe, you know, people would leak this stuff. There was a couple of celebs that said it wasn't them. But for the most part, everyone's copping up to these are them. And a lot of the photos I noticed this morning have already been taken down from the Internet because they're willing to sue. They're going after people. The FBI is now involved, saying that they're looking into it. So it's a big, big deal.
It is. And you know what was really disappointing? And we, you know, we expressed our outrage when we came on the air today with, you know, what a terrible invasion of privacy is for these young women, is I hated seeing on so many of the sites and in the news sources, the comment section are like, oh, well, they shouldn't have taken these photos, or where they deserved it, or, oh, they're whores or whatever. And they're shaming the victims here. I mean, these women are perfectly within their rights to do something like this.
They can take all the photos they want. They should,
absolutely.
They should feel like they are, you know, have enough privacy in their life, or at least in their own phones. You should feel like you can take a photo in your own phone and it not be hacked and released.
I'd like to encourage hot celebrities to take naked photos, and I'm not sure that's what happened. Like, I think this is undermining that.
But, look, I love Kate Upton as much as the next guy, unless the next guy is Kevin. He might actually love her more than I do. And, of course, I want to see Kate Upton naked. But it's just, this whole thing is just so icky and so wrong and so mean, and I hope they catch whoever leaked these photos, and I hope they go to jail. They should.
They really should. And, you know, like I was saying, it's just scary. It's scary to think that someone has the ability to hack into a phone. And I think one of the celebs even said that she had deleted these photos a long time ago. So photos that have been deleted are still floating around somewhere out there. I mean, the whole thing is just frightening.
Wow.
It is. It's terrible. Let me ask you about one more aspect of this, and then I want to move on to what's up with the Joan Rivers, Dax. And that is, what about the theory that's going out there that this was some sort of a trading ring that has just been made public? Like, someone gets a photo of, say, Kate Upton, and they say, okay, I'm willing to put this out there, but you got to send me something back, and then they send back whatever celebrity they have. And then someone just kind of, you know, blew the lid on the thing and let them all out. Have you heard anything about that?
I mean, it sounds plausible, but the fact that there are like 20-some photos of Jennifer Lawrence makes me think that that was a legit hack straight into her phone or her iCloud, something like that, to get all of those photos of one person.
Do we know that it was iCloud?
I don't know. I mean,
don't
that's
know.
Just one of the theories, and I think it was Kristen Dunst that said, hey, thank you, iCloud, is what she tweeted.
Has Apple commented?
Apple's looking into it. I think they're horrified right now to think that this could be their issue and their leak, you know, breach in some kind of firewall or whatever they have.
Especially since they have the iPhone 6 coming out in like a week. You know, this is not the kind of publicity they're looking for. Well, by the way, I don't know anyone who even looked at the Kirsten Dunst photos. And that may be the saddest comment of all, right? I mean, they were there. We knew they were there. Did you see them? I didn't.
That's very nice.
All right, let's change subject, Stax, and take us to New York. I feel like we're getting conflicting reports out of Joan Rivers Hospital from people who may or may not be in the know, and I knew that TMZ.com would have the latest. What's going on? Is she still in the coma?
As far as we know, she's still on life support. And, you know, it's not a great update. That's kind of what we know right now, is that she is using the machines to keep her alive right now, to help her breathe.
Wow.
I know her family are going to have to make the decision in the next couple of days, even maybe sooner than that.
So they have to say, let's continue her on life support or take life support off.
Or take her off and
see what
hope
happens.
That she keeps breathing on her own.
Wow.
I mean, that's the fear. She's 81 years old. And so I know that that's a very scary thing for her family to decide, but you know, they don't know what else to do.
What kind of procedure was she having done, and what went wrong, if you know?
Well, the procedure was just like a throat procedure. Like, it wasn't any big deal. She was supposed to be in and out of there pretty quick. And while she was under anesthesia, that's when she stopped breathing. And so they immediately rushed her over to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, she went into cardiac arrest.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was just
just bad on top of bad.
Bad on bad on bad. You know, she's one of those women, she's 81, but she was full of life. Always, every time we got her out, always funny, on top of her game. You know, just a great celebrity to get out. And I was very surprised. We got her like a week ago, and she was all happy and great and doing well.
Yeah, well, surgery is so scary. Anytime you're under anesthesia, you know, bad things can happen. That's always one of my greatest fears in the world, is something like this would happen. Some routine procedure will go wrong. But I guess we'll just keep our fingers crossed for recovery there. All right, Dax, well, we know you got a very busy day today. You got a lot going on. Please check out Channel 11 all day, you guys, for the original TMZ Fox, show on Fox. Also, TMZ Live airing Monday through Fridays at 4, and then TMZ Sports on Channel 13 at 11 a.m. Great to catch up with you, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
It's the worst soundbite we have, I think. It's the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have the Arctic Monkeys coming in a little bit later on this morning. Indeed, performing live.
Hey, we probably should have handled this off the air, but do we need to have people call in for the thing right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing is next, right?
Okay, so I won't give away this thing.
Let's not do your thing, Ralph.
I'm going to put this thing over here.
Bean, why don't you tell them about the thing that we're going to do next?
You do your thing, and I will do my thing at a later time.
Later.
VIP passes to the Sunset Strip Music Festival coming up September 20th and 21st, featuring Jane's Addiction, Tove Lo, Big Data, Cold War Kids, and more. You get passes to the Bud Light backstage as well. Go to K-Rock.com for details, or you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Give you a chance to earn your way into the Sunset Strip Music Festival. Get to play a game. A little after 7 o'clock. If you want to call right now, you can. First, though, here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
The game is called Woo! Woo! Hey, listen. A lot of people calling in with a lot of love for Greatest American Hero, Kevin. And I won't have you poo-pooing it.
Is that what I was doing, technically?
Yes, you were technically...
I thought Kevin was saying he never saw it.
I didn't see it.
I think I was the one who was saying it was terrible.
You, Bing. I don't have time for you and your poo-pooing. You have one guy no-pooing and the other guy poo-pooing.
But isn't this one of those shows that you have a fond memory for, Ralph, because of the time in your life when it was on and at the time it seemed good? But if you went back and watched it today, I don't think you could get through a whole episode. I really don't.
Believe it or not.
Great theme song. Number one.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
I don't believe it's aged well, is what I'm saying.
How dare you? First of all, Connie Sellecca.
Yeah? What's your point?
Frankenstein-like. Anyway, they're rebooting that series. They're going to bring it back. This time, William Katt's character, the teacher who came across the super suit from a bunch of aliens.
Sure, that happens.
But he lost the instructions.
Like you do.
Like you do. People lose instructions.
All the time.
And had to team up with an FBI agent, you know, to fight crime in the suit.
The FBI!
His name was Ralph, by the way, on the series.
Is that right?
The character's name. Ralph Hinckley, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it was Hinckley. And then that guy who shot President Reagan.
Mm-hmm. John Hinckley.
Yeah.
Right.
Came along. And so mid-series, they changed his name.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
Mr. Hinckley was no longer Mr. Hinckley. He became like Mr.
Tinkley.
Schminkley. Whatever it was, but I think they changed it. Anyway, they're rebooting it. This time, it's going to be an inner-city school teacher named Isaac who discovers the super suit, and he's going to lose the instructions. And then what's going to happen? I don't know.
Hilarity.
Hilarity will ensue. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to that.
Let's have it.
Speaking of Tick, speaking of things that could come back, how about the Tick?
How about the Tick?
Remember the Tick?
Just barely.
Oh, why do I ask you? You have no memory of anything ever. The Tick was awesome.
Come on.
Patrick Warburton
as
the Tick.
Right.
I
loved the Tick.
The Tick was
an animated show, right?
It was not animated.
Well, it was animated.
No, there was an animated.
Here we go.
Was it animated?
There was an animated version of the Tick, which was a comic book superhero.
Okay.
This is a separate thing, which was the live-action series The Tick.
Okay.
So and Patrick Warburton was not the voice of The Tick in the animated version. No, this is its own thing. Now, The Tick was a very funny cartoon series also.
Right.
But the live-action Tick was also very entertaining with Patrick Warburton.
Hmm.
You remember the theme song?
I am the Wild Blue Yonder, the front line in a never-ending battle between good and not so good. Together with my stalwart sidekick Arthur and the magnanimous help of some other folks I know, we formed the yin to villainy's malevolent yang. Destiny has chosen us. Wicked men, you face the Tick.
Now he's doing Adam West, right?
No, he's doing Patrick Warburton.
It sounds like he's trying to be Adam West, though.
Ugh.
It's not a very imposing group when he says, along with some other folks I know.
It's like the world's worst superhero. Like his friend's Batmanwell.
Batmanwell!
Yeah, Nestor Carbonell starred as Batmanwell, and Liz Vassie was Captain Liberty, Lady Liberty.
Captain Liberty!
And it was very entertaining. Anyway, they said Warbird will be back in the title role, and Amazon's interested in picking it up and putting it back together again.
I loved the Tick.
It was very entertaining.
I loved the Tick.
All right.
I think it was only
easy, Dean.
It was only on like 10 episodes or something
like
that.
One season. It didn't even last a whole season, I don't think. But they're going to slather up Patrick Warburton in more lube and get him back in that suit.
Way better than Greatest American Hero.
No, stop it. Just different. Just different. And Wesley Snipes could be returning as Blade now that he's out of prison. Looks like he's
pretty good in The Expendables, I thought.
Yeah, he is.
He's a
pretty good actor.
Yeah.
He, of course, was in Blade and the two sequels, Blade 2 and Blade Trinity. Looks like he's close to signing for a fourth Blade movie. So we could have him back hunting vampires sometime soon.
I hope somebody else is handling his money this time around.
I believe he has a better...
How long was he in jail for that? Tax evasion.
3 years?
3 years.
Let me see if it says in this story. 2.5 year prison sentence for tax evasion.
Wow.
So, 2.5 years. He could get $3 million for this if he signs the deal, though. So he'll be back on track. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Cynthia Watrous is 46 years old today. Salma Hayek turns 48. Keanu Reeves turns 50. Mark Harmon, 63 years old. Harvey Levin, TMZ founder, 64. Terry Bradshaw, legendary quarterback for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I believe it's the Steelers.
Penguins?
I believe it's the Steelers. Football. Steelers.
Steelers?
Uh-huh.
He is 66 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of the biggest bands in the world, the Arctic Monkeys, join us in 1 hour right here on the Kevin Bean Show. And we're doing you solid today because we're going to be streaming their live performance at Kerrick.com. So you can actually watch them perform rather than just listen. How about that?
Pretty and deal, right? If you can't watch it live, then we're going to keep it up for 24 hours so you can check it out whenever you have time.
That is awesome.
We're amazing, you guys.
I love us.
We're effing amazing. And comedian actor Jay Chandrasekhar joins us in moments here from the Broken Lizard comedy troupe in the new series, Really. That's all coming up. But first, how about a little game we like to call Total Recall?
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to the Sunset Strip Music Fest, oh yeah! Total Recall, Sunset Music Fest, that's what you will win. All you have to do is recall.
Excited about this game.
He seems to be, yeah. September 20 and 21, it's VIP passes to the Sunset Strip Music Festival. Great lineup, Cold War Kids, Big Data, Tove Lo, Empire of the Sun, Jane's Addiction, and more. Plus, you get passes to the Bud Light backstage. You can go to KROQ.com for details. We got contestants on the phone. Kevin, how's this one work?
You give a category, and then they have a clock, which I believe is 10 seconds long.
Okay.
And they have to name, I believe it's five things. You give them a category, they name five things in 10 seconds. Doesn't sound too hard, but the 10 seconds goes pretty quickly.
I would be terrible at this game. I do know that. All right, so there will only be one winner. So, Lisa May, you'll do a drawing for us. Who's our first contestant?
Let's start with Henry in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Henry says he's a farmer.
Really?
Does that strike anyone as odd?
Where do you farm, Henry?
We have a small farm in Ojai.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Sounds... Well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, listen up. 10 seconds on the clock. It is possible that the most popular K-rock band of all time is Nirvana. Will you name for me, please, in 10 seconds, five Nirvana songs that we have played about a million times each here on K-Rock? Good luck.
Sorry.
Although,
very close.
If they had songs with F words and S words in their titles, you would have gotten them.
That's true.
Wow, out of 10 seconds, about four of that was cursing.
Yep. I know it's a dick move after you've already lost, but if I threw out Heart Shaped Box and In Bloom and Lithium and Come As You Are and All Apologies and About a Girl, there's so many Nirvana songs.
Bloom, I should have got it.
Yeah. It's tough under pressure, but thanks for playing.
Henry's drinking, by the way.
Let's go to Megan in San Dimas. Hi.
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 Hi, Megan. How you feeling about your chances here?
Hopefully good.
Okay. All right. Good luck. 10 seconds on the clock. Would you name for me, please, five things that you might put ketchup on? Five things that you might put ketchup on. Good luck.
Okay. Fries, a hamburger, a grilled cheese sandwich, because some people do that. Crap.
I guess you could put it on crap.
I did ding crap.
But I've never heard of that.
I think you came up with three, but yeah, there's hash browns, breakfast burritos, steak, spam, meatloaf.
Four if you count crap, but that's only four.
All right.
I got corn dogs too. I got corn dogs.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for playing. I'm sorry you didn't know.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant, Ralph in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi, Bean, Kevin.
Hi, Ralph.
Good morning.
This game is not easy, you guys.
Total Recall.
All right, Ralph, listen up. Young all-boy pop bands are often known by the genre name of boy bands. Can you name for me, please, in 10 seconds, five boy bands? Good luck.
Oh, crap. NSYNC, 88 Degrees, One Direction. Damn you, Bean.
You got off to such a great start, too.
If I could make a suggestion, you have 10 seconds. I don't know that cursing Bean is a good use of your time.
There's also New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men, Backstreet Boys, New Edition, Color Me Bad. Yeah. There's a lot of them out there. But again,
Ralph,
time on the clock.
You should be proud you didn't know those.
No, I am.
Okay, good.
Are we in sudden death yet, you guys?
I believe we are.
I would say we are, yeah.
Because I know we're getting close to time here.
Amy in Culver City is next. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good.
How have you been doing listening on the phone, Amy?
Oh, it's making me very nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Let's see how you do with this one. Who hasn't been on Snow White's Scary Adventure Ride at Disneyland based on the Disney classic movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? I'm asking you to name five of the dwarves in 10 seconds. Good luck.
Happy, Sneezy, Dopey, Doc, and Grumpy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Yes.
This was her category. This was in her wheelhouse, wasn't it?
In like 5 seconds, she still had half of her time to go.
How did you know all of those dwarves like that without even thinking about it?
I literally have no idea. I just All right. I feel a little pressure, I guess.
All right. Very impressive. Congratulations. You've won VIP passes for the Sunset Strip Music Festival September 20 and 21. Jane's Addiction, Empire of the Sun, Tove Lo, and more. And thanks for playing Total Recall.
Oh, yeah! Total Recall. Are we being set up right now, do you think, Bean?
I think so. I think Dave's punking us right now. I guarantee he's not known as the brown clown. Jay Chandrasekhar, how are you, sir? Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, thanks for having me. I have a group, Broken Lizard, and we make all these movies. And internally within the group, my nickname is the Brown Clown.
You're the Brown Clown.
How about
when I'm in a bad mood, it's the Brown Frown.
Oh.
That does sound like it should be your, if you ever get elected to any kind of office, that would be an awesome, like, Secret Service code name.
Yeah.
Brown Cloud on the mood. Brown Cloud on the mood.
Yeah. I think my chances of getting elected for anything are long gone.
Or porn name.
I mean, porn name.
You never know what you might need.
Do you still do the Broken Lizard guy movies? I mean, are you still? I mean, like Super Trooper and stuff like that. Are you still involved in that? Those guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're very close friends, and we're in the sort of end game of getting a sequel to Super Troopers. Super Troopers 2 up.
Nice.
So we're gonna have much bigger mustaches and
good.
Good. More maple syrup. I think it should be pretty rocking.
You could have stopped with mustaches.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I bet when you're involved in something like Super Troopers that was so popular for so many people, it's almost the definition of a cult hit. Everybody who saw it loved it. You must get asked about it all the time. It must just drive you crazy that you probably can't go out without people bringing up Super Troopers.
It struck a chord in a way we had no idea it would. And it was a lot of people play this game, the meow game, where they substitute meow for now. And so you get a lot of waiters saying, all right, meow, you want anything else to drink? Like, that happens all the time. whenever we get pulled over by cops, we had assumed cops would be mad at us because we thought we might be making fun of them. Instead, we get escorts.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
To jail? Where do they escort you?
Well, like, for example, my friend Kevin Heffernan, who played the character Farva in the movie, was speeding on the 405 and trying to get to the San Diego Padres game. Cop pulled him over for doing 90, and he goes, "Oh my God, so sorry, sir." And then he puts the rollers on and escorts him all the way to the stadium.
No way.
Awesome.
That's sweet.
I mean, we were out throwing a party in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when we were making the movie Beer Fest. And a cop knocks on the door, and he goes, "You guys got to turn it down." And I answer the door, and he goes, all right, just, and then he leaves. And then
that's awesome.
And then about 20 minutes later, six cops show up, and they're like, "Can we party with you guys?" And so then we're like, hide the bongs, right? And we have all these pictures of cops and this raging party. It's crazy.
And then the policeman goes, "You have a bong?"
they don't care. I mean,
The good news, Jay, is if those pictures are in the iCloud, they're completely safe. You don't ever have to worry about those getting out.
I have so many pictures of me that are so safe. I'm so glad to hear that.
So the reason Jay is here today is because he has an Amazon original series out called Really. Now, I know that I feel like we should back up one step for people who just heard that and went, "Wait, an Amazon original series? What's that deal?" Because there are a lot of people who still don't understand what's happening with all these shows debuting online. You want to explain it for folks, Jay?
Yeah, so Amazon, they already sell a lot of movies and television. So they decided, like Apple and like Netflix, well, not Apple, but like Netflix, to get into like the original series game. And so what they decided was, let's make shows like HBO. So they're swearing, there's nudity, there's, racy content. And, they're really just trying to, I think the idea is that if you make your own original stuff, people will be forced to come to your site to buy brooms,
Sure, yeah. And that way your broom sales just skyrocket.
You got to move brooms.
Right, that's true.
So the way they do it, how many seasons have they done this already with the original series? This is like the third,
This is the third. So they make – what they do is they've decided to change the way they choose the pilot. So they make five pilots roughly, and then they put them online and they say, "Hey, we have five new shows. Anybody can come for free and watch them and rate them and comment on them, sometimes insult me,
sure,
sometimes praise me." It's this wide open, almost democratic process. And then
they take the top vote getter and they renew it? Or
to some degree, because there's the vote getter, but then there's all this secret data they're getting, which is like, How long did you watch it? Do you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon?
Do you buy brooms?
Yeah, do you like brooms? You know, like, and you know, how old are you? What's your, you know, and they, so the real information is in all the different, there are a lot of people come and just don't rate it.
Right.
But yeah, if you go and you rate it well, it has a better chance of getting picked up. And then they say, hey, the audience decided.
That's interesting. Now, before your series, really, that we'll talk about here in a second, what was the most successful of the Amazon pilots that they had done previous to this? Because they had some pretty big names on some of them, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, they have one that John Goodman is on called Alpha House, which is about three Republican senators, and that's still on. And they have one called Transparent, which is they're shooting now, which they love a lot. That'll start coming out next year. So they're really in their infancy. I mean, they're really just starting.
Is this the same as some of the other networks where they put up the whole season at once?
Initially, they weren't doing that. Now I hear that they're going to do.
Okay.
Binge watching.
So they don't really know what they're doing yet, is what you're telling
us. I would say that's true. Okay. I mean, I think they're learning what they want to do.
All right.
I'm being reminded, by the way, that we had on some actors from Zombieland, which was in the same position that Reilly's in right now, which was a pilot that was up on Amazon. And through the massive support of the Kevin and Bean listeners, that show was not picked up. That did not go to series. It was one and done.
I got to go.
You got that to look forward to. But it's really kind of exciting. Look, a lot of people, you know, didn't think Netflix was essential until House of Cards came along. And I know they had some success with Lilyhammer even before that. I mean, you just need one to catch fire, and all of a sudden you're on people's radars. It's like, who watched WGN before Manhattan? Who watched AMC before, you know, the Mad Men? I mean, everybody needs a breakout show, and that's what they're looking for.
That's right. That's entirely right. And it takes just, I mean, one show. I mean, obviously The Sopranos is a great show, but one show like that, and suddenly everyone's like, oh, yeah, Amazon. Yeah. You know.
Tell us about Reilly.
So, look, I've directed a lot of, like half-hour comedy shows, like Arrested Development and Community and New Girl. And, I mean, and you know, these are, like, the top writers and actors in town. And it's been great. Can't quite show. You can't really. And you also can't speak about life, about race and whatever you want to talk about in fully honest tone. So I decided to make a show that was basically for adults. You know, like a lot of adults are watching dramas like The Wire and Walking Dead, including me. And I feel like they've sort of turned their backs on the traditional sitcom because we've kind of seen it all before.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm making a comedy for those people that is like really honest about like, you know, it's almost like a really dirty 30-something.
Okay.
Like there's nudity and sex and grass smoking, and it's, you know, it's just a very honest dialogue about life, but funny, hopefully.
How did you get Sarah Chalk? Is that how you say her name?
Sarah Chalk, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she is sort of one of those people who the networks are constantly trying to get, and they'll send her 10, 15 pilots every season. And I think, you know, in her gut, she wanted to do something that was just sort of real acting and really sort of honest. And so she read it and kind of called me up and said, what do you think?
That was that's a coup, because for as many fans as she had for all those years on Scrubs, but people thought, man, if only I could see her under the covers with the brown clown, then my life would be successful. Well, now they get their opportunity with Reilly.
That's scene three. I mean, absolutely.
All right, we have to take a quick break. Our guest in studio is Jay Chandrasekhar. I bet I didn't say that right, did I, Jay?
You know, here in America, you pronounce it Chandrasekhar, but in India, it's Chandrasekhar. So you're kind of a little closer.
So you're off on both.
Yeah, you're off on both.
Okay.
JC is in studio with us here at the Kevin and Bean Show. The show is called Reilly. It's available at Amazon.com. You can watch it for free right now. More with our guests right after this on K-Rock. Writer, director, actor, Jay Chandrasekhar. Close enough. In studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. His Amazon original series is called Reilly, and it is available right now for free. Any place special you need to go on the site, or just go to the Amazon homepage and you'll see it, Jay?
I think, go up to Amazon Prime, or just Google Amazon Reilly or something like that. That should work.
How'd you get your cast? You know so many people from all the years you've been doing movies and TV. How'd you choose who you were going to co-star with in this?
I mean, you know, look, Amazon, like everybody, they want as famous people as you can get.
Sure.
So that people actually show up. And, you know, I've been a big Sarah Chalk fan for a long time, and I knew people who were friends with her and said she's, you know, super smart and funny. And it's kind of critical to have sort of low ego people on a show like this.
Because, right.
You know, you can spend a lot of time with trying to sort through sort of some people's childish behavior. Yeah. And she on top of being a great actress, is known for being very level-headed. So that was one of the reasons I went after her. Selma Blair, she and I belong to the same tennis club.
Nope. That is not true. That is not true.
I saw her at the bar, and I'm like, how's it going? We became friends. And,
see, this is how you make it in Hollywood. What? It's who you play tennis with.
God,
tennis club.
It's hilarious.
That's the most Hollywood thing you've ever said.
I can't believe I said it. But I just sidled up to her. I'm like, what's going on? You want to do this thing? And we made it happen right there.
How good are you at tennis, by the way?
You're in a tennis club.
I'm pretty good. I mean, you know, I'm a writer, director, actor. I got a lot of time on my hands.
Well, sure. How about our friend Rob Delaney, by the way, because he is hilarious in The Pilot.
Rob Delaney, I've started following him on Twitter, and then, his tweets are so preposterous and dirty and weird and twisted. And then I met him at some stand-up thing. I was doing stand-up, and he was, and he had this big mustache, and I was like, God, he's even weirder than I thought he'd be. And you know, look, the guy has turned his tweeting into this massive following. And now, you know, he has this great show he's doing in England called It's a Catastrophe, I think for the BBC or something, a very funny show. And Amazon said, what about Rob Delaney? I said, I don't know. Can he act? I mean, he's like a stand-up.
Can he play tennis?
He can play tennis. I know that. And then he came in. He just nailed it. He's just great.
He's great. And by the way, I don't know if this was just a coincidence or if he had some input into his character. But his character sounds a lot like his voice on Twitter, too. Well, you know what I mean? That same kind of attitude about all the flight attendants and everything like that is exactly the type of thing he would tweet about.
What I told everybody was, don't act. Just come in, be yourself. You know, these are the lines. We'll read these lines. We'll also do some improvising. But I don't want to see everyone just, you know, emoting. I mean, you know, just it's called really because I want people to feel like this is like real conversation, like we're really happening. And so I said, you know, do your thing. Be you. That's, you know, there's no character for me to tell you what to be like.
I like it.
That's a pretty cool way to do it.
Old people are outraged, I'm sure, right?
You know, look, I get it. Look, I used to watch Dick Van Dyke when I was a kid, too. And, and it was a great show, right? But this is not that.
Right.
In the sense that time is moving on, and I know a lot of older people watch Really, and they're like, dear God, is life really that dirty for you? I mean, including my parents, they're like, I feel bad for you. And I'm like, why? They're like, is it like that? I said, yeah, it's like that, but we love this. It's funny.
Your parents really sort of felt bad, huh?
Well, my parents have loved my movies so far, and they're not offended by nudity because, you know, they're both doctors. And they're like, it's a human body. You should show it, whatever.
Right.
They don't like violence. Like my dad, there's a scene in Beerfest where all the German team is working out, and they're pumping iron, and they're drinking beer, and they're trying to get ready for the contest. And a messenger brings a bottle of beer from their family recipe to them. And they taste it. They're like, oh, my God, this is the original recipe. And then they're like, we have to kill the messenger because we can't let him know that we have this.
Right.
And so we're on set, and what we do is they take the tubes of beer, and they put it in his mouth and his ears, you know, up his nose. And I'm like, okay, great, cut. And my dad's like, you know that will kill him. And I said, yeah, yeah, Dad, we're trying to kill him. He goes, oh, that's not nice.
I love that they're supportive of you, though. I mean, as doctors, you would think that they would hope for the same for their son.
You know,
was there some of that pressure?
You know, I said I wanted to be a doctor when I was a kid, but I got like a C- in organic chemistry, and they just said to me, you know, if you really want to be a doctor, you would show aptitude for it.
Right.
And you don't seem to.
So they so they took the air out of that balloon. They just said, like, we don't expect it.
They're like, this is a really hard job where you have to really love it. My dad's like, I love being a lung disease doctor. And he goes, what do you want? Why do you want to be a lung disease doctor? And I said, I don't know, man. You know,
because I feel like I have to.
I guess. What else am I going to be? And they love it. They love that.
Did you have any inclination young that you had an aptitude for writing and for comedy?
No, you know, I was in plays in high school. I mean, I tried out for a play in high school. I didn't even make the chorus.
So you weren't in plays.
Eventually, I was.
Okay,
I was. And then I was in plays in college, and I was kind of the lead guy in plays, but which they allow in plays. But then, as I was watching the TV and movie sort of landscape, I was like, the only Indians out there are Ben Kingsley. right? I mean, he's literally the only guy.
He's the guy,
right? I mean, even in there's a movie called Short Circuit that Fisher Stevens played an Indian. My dad, he's like, I love this movie, Short Circuit. And I said, why? He goes, there's an Indian in it. And I said, it's not an Indian. He goes, well, that's the closest we're going to get. And I was like, I said, you know, if I'm going to make it, I'm going to have to write. And so I started a comedy group because I was already from Chicago and I'd done some sketch and some of that thing. So I started this comedy group with the idea being I would write my own parts. And then I'm like, and then I realized, well, I better just direct them too and cast myself. I mean, this was like a vehicle for me to try to get parts because I was like, I'm going to play the 7-Eleven guy.
Right. That's it. You have those two options.
Yeah,
but it is. But isn't it overwhelming to think about writing and directing and acting?
Yeah. I mean, acting and directing, it ruins two perfectly good jobs, right? I mean, they're both great jobs, and you're like, God, it's so stressful. But I've done it now 8 times, and so I know what you do is you do a small, like, subtle take. You do a medium-sized take. You do a bigger take.
Okay.
And so you hope something is good. And if you're a decent actor, something's going to be good in there. And then when you edit it, you take all the bad stuff out.
Well, that's the dedication and the hard work and the commitment to craft that got Jay a pilot on Amazon.com. Right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you make it in show business, right?
That's right.
Amazon Prime is where you want to go. The original series is called Really. It is very funny. And as we've said, it really is. It's kind of for the generation of young people that listen to the K-Rock. You know, it's how people live. It's how people talk. It's not like most of the things that you see on TV. And you ought to definitely check it out. And if you like it, give it a big thumbs up. Give it a comment. And let's hope it goes to series, Jay. It sounds awesome, man. Sounds promising.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Thanks.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
The Arctic Monkeys join us right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock for a little interview, some live performance. You can actually watch it. Doing something new for you here today at KROQ.com rather than just listen. If you want to see the boys in person, you can do that. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
It is the beat. Time to talk all things showbiz. I got chastised via email.
Oh.
Moments ago. I guess someone listened to the previous Showbiz Beat where we were talking about a lot of stuff, but did not cover the nude photo scandal with all these actresses and singers and performers whose photos were hacked.
Why were you chastised for not mentioning
Because that? I didn't talk about it. What about it? That's big news. You didn't talk about the biggest story, those pictures. I was like, you know about it, right? It was all over everywhere.
And we had just had a 10-minute conversation right before you came on about it.
Anyway, I'm just saying. How many of these do I do a day? 25, 26 showbiz beats a day?
Usually.
It feels like that, right?
Yeah.
We mix it up sometimes. We don't always do the same stories all the time. If there's one big story that you're waiting to hear about that we don't cover, my apologies. But no need to come crashing down on me on a Tuesday morning after a holiday.
Well, and the internet is still there,
right? That still exists. If you want more details, I'm sure somewhere on the internet they may be covering this story. I'm not sure. It doesn't seem like their cup of tea, really.
The internet?
Hacked nude photos on the internet. It doesn't seem like the kind of thing a lot of people would be talking about. But you may find one or two intrepid journalists who are covering this story.
Sure.
Anyway, yeah, a bunch of very nice ladies had their personal pictures stolen via a hacker, and it's bad. It's bad news.
Do they know who did it? Excuse me. Do they know who did it?
Do they know who did it? Yes, Peter Brady. No, they haven't. They haven't found the culprit yet. And listen, I know it goes against everything we stand for and everything we've always talked about. But in this particular case, if you can, don't go searching for these illegally obtained nude photographs. I know it's tempting. I know you want to see celebrities naked. I'm not really a big fan of celebrity nudity.
What?
In and of itself. I mean, I don't see why it's that much better than any other kind of nudity just because they're famous people. I'm not like the Mr. Skin guy. I don't need to see people who are pseudo-famous naked.
Right.
I don't get that compulsion. But even if you are that person, this time, let's not do
I'd rather that they were, I would rather that the actresses and models were behind it. If they want you to see that, then you'll
sure,
see it.
If it's
against their will, then maybe let's not do that.
And I'm saying there's plenty of really good pictures of naked people who are voluntarily naked on the internet.
Kate Upton, though, I mean, are there some good ones on the internet of her? I've not seen any.
There are some good photos of Kate Upton.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking about just if you want hardcore nudity and some sexual graphic content.
There's also
that on the internet.
Okay.
As well.
Right, let me make a note.
So I'm just saying.
Internet.
Maybe in this particular case, we don't feed the machine. We don't look for these things to encourage future behavior of this ilk. That's what
fire beer mug.
And also fire beer mug, of course.
My fault.
Yes.
Everything's your fault.
Ah, sad news. Jimmy Jameson has passed away.
Jimmy Jameson.
Jimmy Jameson, for those of you who may know, was the lead singer for Survivor.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. He wasn't the original Survivor frontman. For example, he didn't sing Eye of the Tiger.
Well, that's...
Which is, if you're going to be the lead singer of Survivor, that's a bad song to have missed out on, I think.
What?
He joined the band after that, but he still had his a good share of hits from 1985 on, like High on You, The Search is Over, Is This Love, the Baywatch theme. But he's probably best known for his work from Rocky IV, where Rocky's there in the tundra in Russia.
Oh, right.
Working out, getting ready for Drago.
Right.
Carrying, like, giant trees on his back.
And this song?
No, that wasn't in the background. That was not a Survivor song.
And the chef sweating.
No.
He's really putting in the work.
That was not the Rocky montage song from Rocky IV.
Oh.
Burning Heart was.
In the burning heart.
Oh, I remember
just
that.
Pulling a plow through the snow.
Yeah, why? I didn't understand that ever.
He's lifting Polly and Adrian on a piece of wood. He's using them as weights and stuff. And he's got a mule. He's carrying a mule, I think, back and forth across the field.
I didn't see him carrying
a mule.
It was
very natural. It was natural working out.
Sure.
The drug was all like electronics, and they're injecting him with stuff, and he's on computers and things.
Because America's better than Russia. That's
Rocky's
why.
Rocky's doing it old school.
Is that the one where he gives the speech at the end?
Yeah, that is the speech at the end, yeah.
Do you mind if I play a little of that?
I would. You'd be remiss if we didn't.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
Yeah.
Я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов. But what I'm trying to say is that if I can change...
Right.
Я думаю, что каждый...
Can I change?
And you can change.
I can change, oh, right.
Вы можете изменить...
You can change, I can change.
Everybody can change! Каждый может измениться!
Is that crowd that is applauding? That's in Russia, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they earn a begrudging respect for Rocky because he takes on Drago and conquers him.
And that's when the Cold War ended.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Because there's nothing a hometown crowd likes to see better than their hometown champion bested by a foreigner. That's why they all went crazy for Rocky at the end, because that's what they really wanted.
Sure.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
Guy's got
you like to change, you can change.
I laughed out loud the first time I heard that.
Everybody can change.
That was just silly.
Well, you're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad manners.
Yeah, Kevin.
My bad.
Bad manners.
I know we went off on a little bit of a rocky tangent here, but the Survivor guy sounds exactly like the other Survivor guy.
I think that's why they picked Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jameson. Anyway, yeah, back to the story that started this
what
all.
What happened to that guy?
He passed away from a heart attack.
Oh. I was going to say, what did you say, 60?
63.
He was 63 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, passed away from a heart attack. Just performed Saturday night with the band in Northern California. Passed away this weekend in his home in Memphis, Tennessee. So, Jimmy Jameson passed away. Lead singer on Eye of the Tiger, Dave Bickler. Apparently, Dave's still okay.
Fire beer mug.
And fire beer mug, of course.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Terry Bradshaw, broadcaster and former NFL legend. 66 years old today. Harvey Levin, our buddy from TMZ, is 64. Mark Harmon is 63. Keanu Reeves is 50. Salma Hayek's 48 years old today. Boy, that's a good genetic pull right there.
Yeah.
Actress Cynthia Watros from Lost. She's 46. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Testing, testing. Can everyone hear?
Check, check, check.
Alex, can you hear? Matt, can you hear? Are we good to go?
Yes. I'm in.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's half of the Arctic Monkeys right here on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock. What's up, you guys? Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
We apologize that it's so damned early. I know this is not the time of day that you want to be up doing this nonsense, so we appreciate it.
Are we on? Are we on now?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Is that Is that Beans I'm talking
that
to?
That is
there?
Beans.
How,
yes.
you doing, man?
How are you, sir?
Good to All see right,
you.
Beans.
So, guys, geez, where do we start? What an unbelievable 2014 this has been for you. I mean, I don't know what your expectations were when AM came out. You'd had a lot of success beforehand, but, I mean, this is through the stratosphere this year has been for you, right?
Unbelievable, Beans. It's been a mad run. 2014.
It's been a mad run?
Yeah, a mad run, a mad one.
A long one.
Know, yeah.
It's been a long one.
We've been on tour for about over a year.
I was looking at your schedule. It really does look like you can't possibly know where you are.
We're very confused.
At any moment in time, you do seem...
That's why this time isn't such an issue for us.
It's not.
Because you're in different time zones all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you just came out of Calgary in Canada. You're going to be in Utah tomorrow, then Denver, then Kansas City, and the tour doesn't end there. I mean, then you're heading off
glamorous.
To Central and South America and stuff like that. What's the longest break you've had since you started touring for this record?
We have had a few breaks, actually, between you and me. Yeah, it's not been as solid as we let on.
What's the biggest venue you've played or the biggest crowd you've played to on this tour? You've done some of the big European festivals, right? How big do those get?
Yeah, I suppose they get pretty big. I'm terrible at those estimations, though. I struggle to tell the difference.
You get it, yeah. You're getting towards 100,000, though, Al.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I can't...
I'm a counter.
You could show me 100,000 people and, like, 10,000. I don't think I'd do it.
You would be able to tell the difference? I would bet you would be able to tell the difference between 10,000 and 100,000.
Yeah. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but sure. It is, like...
Is your show, when you get out on stage, do you do it differently based on how big the crowd is?
Personally, Matt speaking, I can only see like the first three rows, so it'll make a difference.
So no matter what, you can only see the first three rows. Maybe and there's only three rows there.
That's what I mean.
He's got an astigmatism.
I've got that. Yeah, I find comfort in only seeing the first three rows.
I imagine it would be hard to ignore if you could see everyone. Does it make it more nervous when it's a big crowd, or do you just not have any feeling about that whatsoever?
I don't know. I think I've just got I've got used to it. I mean, it's still exciting, but I've got used to the nerve side.
You were incredibly caught up in it now, and it's all gone to his head.
So. Is it? Yeah. Is he hard to deal with?
It's hard if there's a small crowd.
Is he?
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys live in Los Angeles, right?
That's sometimes.
Yeah. Southern California. You guys relocated here. The band has. What's it like for you now?
That's what we're telling everybody. Yeah.
When you go back home, though, because we know how ridiculously popular you are in the UK. Is it difficult for you to even go and visit and do things that you want to do when you're there now because of the success of the group?
Surprisingly easy, actually. We don't get chased down the street or anything, but I mean, it's good. It's like almost like people are used to it or don't care. Like,
you really think that's true? You think you're walking down the street in England and people see you and go, Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if they're not bothered or they're just not fazed by it. Or I don't know.
Or maybe not that striking.
Yeah. They just look like anybody else. Usually.
How long's the band been together now?
Probably 11 years, probably.
11 years. You've had five number one UK albums in a row.
Yeah.
And you've had some changes in the band in terms of the types of music that you've done. It's not like they're all the same. That must be very satisfying as an artist to know that you can continue to change and grow, and the fans will follow you, and you get more popular every time you do a new record. I mean, that's got to feel great.
That's all we're trying to do, Beans, is just move on, mate. Yeah, keep things moving on.
I got to tell you, we interview a lot of bands here at K Rock, and a lot of them go, you know what? We were doing so much different work that we've done before. You might not even recognize the sound. And then we hear the music, we go, that's the same as your last album. That's exactly the same as your last album.
Yeah,
it's a bizarre thing.
It's like that's always the tagline with like a new album.
Right.
I feel like now it's like, oh yeah, you're gonna believe it.
Yeah, we really made strides this time.
Yeah, and like I'm not saying that we made huge ones either. Like I think to a lot of people, this record, especially when we were playing it to some friends of ours before it came out, thinking it was really different than that, and they'd be like, well, it still sort of sounds like.
Well, it has to sort of sound like you.
Yeah, which I think you've got to go a long way to escape that, or that's what I've realised.
The band Arctic Monkeys here on the Kevin Beach Show, half of them, the good half, not the bugger half that are back to sleep somewhere at a hotel. They, of course, played a sold-out show at Staples Center a couple of weeks ago. They've got a big tour that we were just describing, including a stop in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on the very last day of the tour. Now, I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but all this past weekend long, we were qualifying people to see you guys in Rio de Janeiro. And we are going to do
What's that qualification process like, Beans?
They just call. They just pick up phone call.
It's okay. It's not very difficult.
Right. There's no math, or there's no athletic competition. They just call. Okay.
Maybe there should be.
But the reason I bring this up, guys, is with your permission, we would like to call the winner and inform them that they're going to be seeing you in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. They're going to win the airfare for two, the hotel, and tickets to the show. Is that okay?
Get them on the line.
I would like nothing more than that.
This is very exciting when we get to call and break good news to somebody.
This is rare for me.
Do they ever not answer?
Always.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Like, I'd say probably 80%.
Now, before you dial, Kevin, what are the chances that this is going to be one of those people who doesn't even know who the Arctic Monkeys are, but just was calling because they heard they were giving something away on the radio?
They're just addicted to competition.
I sincerely hope so. Yeah.
I hope that's not the case. I hope they're excited to talk to you.
They just heard call and they didn't know why.
Right.
Yeah.
What's our guy or gal's name here?
It would be Lydia.
Come on,
Lydia.
Pick up.
Yes, that's an answering machine.
Yes,
I'm pretty
Lydia.
Sure.
Hello?
I think she hung up, actually.
What?
She hung up.
Lydia, you blew it.
She didn't like us so much, us or you.
I thought it would have 8:20 a.m. booty call.
Yeah, let's try it again.
Classic.
That's weird.
We'll try one more time.
Stranger Things.
Come on, Lydia. If you know her, tell her.
Yeah, come on, Lydia.
Come on, Lydia.
Come on, Lydia.
By the way, the band's going to be performing here in a couple minutes. You can watch it live at krock.com.
How often do you get offered a free trip to Rio de Janeiro, for God's sake?
No kidding.
You have reached the
Yes!
Boo!
All right, let's leave her a message, though. Let's leave her a message.
Does she still get it?
Yeah, she still gets it.
But pretend
you ever thought about making the rule where you don't get it if you don't pick up?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we have had that rule before. Okay, now we're recording on her machine.
Oh.
So, hey,
right, Lydia. Kevin and Bean show calling. We have Alex and Matt from Arctic Monkeys. What are we calling to tell Lydia, you guys?
Lydia, you're coming to Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah.
Coming to Rio de Janeiro.
Call me back as soon as possible.
We'll see you there, baby. Come on.
Airfare for two, three-night hotel stay, and tickets to see the Arctic Monkeys at the HSBC Arena in Rio de Janeiro. Hey, let's just keep recording this on her machine.
See how long it goes.
When it's the last show of the tour, is that an awesome show or is that a sucky show?
It's an emotional show.
You didn't answer the question, though.
Yeah, no.
It could go either way. You don't know. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lydia, we don't know whether it's going to be any good or not, but you've won it. So, thanks a lot. And we'll call you back, I guess, for information.
I don't know how it works. The band members will come over to your house, and they'll let you know.
All right. So, that business is taken care of. I think we need to take a break, and I understand you guys are going to try to make some music for us. Some acoustic music, I understand, this morning. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, some compelling acoustic music.
That should be fun.
Full of energy.
Current album is called AM. By now, most of our audience knows that. The Arctic Monkeys are here, and they're going to be playing live again. You can watch it. We're streaming it live at krock.com when we return right after this on KROQ.
I feel like this is going to go well. I'm very confident about this.
I'm feeling good about it.
I'm feeling good.
Kevin, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, I can hear the band. Can the band hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you, Beans, but I can't hear myself.
Oh, that's no good. That's an issue.
All right, can we help Alex with that?
I mean,
get some of his headphones?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
More of me. This is.
All right, now we're getting there.
It's all about me.
You can watch this live performance, such as it is, at krock.com. I've got it up right now. It looks great.
All right, yeah, keep going. More, baby. All right. Morning. Drive time.
All right. Live music from the Arctic Monkeys.
Right now.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Got color in your cheeks. Did you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? says this tune I found makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Fantasy girl, we started hoping that you'd stay. Baby, we both know that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, ever thought of calling when you've had a few? 'Cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. And now I thought it through, crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? I've been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and pucker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried in to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sad to see you go. We started hoping that you'd stay. But we both know that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, ever thought of calling when you've had a few? 'Cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being the hours to fall for somebody new. And now I thought it through, crawling back to you. If this feeling flows both ways, we started hoping that you'd stay. Baby, we both know that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Be in the hours to fall. Ever thought of calling down? Do you want me crawling back to you?
Fantastic.
I was impressed that Alex was singing the high notes, and then I realized that Matt was an octave higher than him.
He's a castrato.
How do you get up there?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
That's impressive. Their number one song, Do You Want to Know, here on the world-famous K-Rock. Do I Want to Know, I should say. Sorry. From AM, Arctic Monkeys in studio with us. Did you guys write that song that way? Did it start off as an acoustic number?
No, man, not at all. On the contrary, anything but.
Isn't that interesting? And then you're able to strip it. I mean, that's the sign of a good song, though, when you can strip everything away from it that makes it a rock record, and it still sounds awesome. That was tremendous, you guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
We have time for one more, if you're up for it.
I would love it.
Thank you.
Take them off. Stuck out of his pants, by the way. If you're not watching.
Oh. About the earrings.
The mirror's image and tells me it's on time, but I'm not finished 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes, decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you.
Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you reply. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker, talking the same shite. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? And I can't see you here, wonder where am I? It sort of feels like I'm running out of time. I haven't found what I was hoping to find. You said you gotta be up in the morning, gonna have an early night. And you started to bomb me, baby. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Oh, why'd you only call me when you're high? Why'd you only call me when you're high? Yeah. Why'd you only call me when you're high?
USA! USA!
Absolutely. USA! Live in the studio next door here at the world-famous K-Rock. There you go. There's some Arctic Monkeys for you, Alex and Matt. So great of you guys to drag your asses in here this morning and play live so early. We really, really appreciate it. Best of luck in the rest of the tour, my friends.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks for coming. Here's a 30-second recap of the latest computer hacking story that caught the world's attention over the weekend.
They weren't red carpet pictures, but intimate moments, private nude photographs, and they were stolen. Dozens of pictures of A-list celebrities leaked Sunday night on the website 4chan. Reps for Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton confirmed the pictures are real, and they plan to go after whoever did this.
These people were targeted. This was not a random attack.
Stephen Belovin, a computer science professor at Columbia University, specializes in internet security and privacy. He thinks it's possible a hacker took advantage of a newly reported flaw in the iCloud's Find My iPhone feature, leaving passwords vulnerable.
Oh, I have so many questions about this. And the first person I thought of when the story broke was our friend Ashley Escada, who is the co-host of Tomorrow Daily on CNET. Hi, Ashley. Welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show, my dear. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? I'm nude hack free this morning.
Nude hack free. And when I say you're the first person I thought of, I meant to go look for your photos. And unfortunately, I didn't find them, so I thought we could just talk to you on the phone. Ashley, I'm going to repeat what we've been saying to our listeners all day, which is that this is just a sex crime. That's all this is. Is it cute?
This is very disrespectful. It's not cute or funny, or nobody deserves to have any information like this leaked. It's a sex crime.
We're big fans of sexy photos, but the ones that they want to put out.
Well, listen, you won't get any argument from me, but yeah. You know, we have this thing called the internet now where you can find
what?
People who want to be naked in less than 5 seconds.
Exactly. So having gotten that business part out of the way about this story, and I mean, I really do hope they track down the people responsible, and I hope they go to jail for this. And Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton and the others, there's no way they should be living this nightmare right now. It is completely, completely not their fault at all. They should be allowed to expect privacy in their own communication. So that kind of gets into your area a little bit of how could such a massive fail have happened? I mean, there's so many rumors out there floating around about how it happened. What do you think? What do you know right now, Ashley?
Well, we don't really know exactly what happened. That recap was actually pretty accurate. Somebody had suggested a possibility of what's called a brute force attack, which is a computer system that will run through different passwords until it hits on the right one. But we've seen many, many times articles go up about password protection and how people pick really bad passwords.
Right.
And now with the cloud becoming more mainstream and really kind of ubiquitous, like everybody's using the cloud, even if they don't even know they're using the cloud, a lot of times it just gets enabled automatically on their phones.
Right.
It's more important than ever before to know how to protect your data. And that's regardless of what it is. I mean, some people's contact list is very valuable to them. Pictures, contacts, emails, there's a lot of things that people would like to protect. So for me, I think that you should be able to have whatever data you want on your device or in the cloud with an expectation of privacy to them. So for me, I think that two-factor authentication or two-step authentication is one of the best ways to add a layer of security to your account.
What does that mean to me, the novice?
So what that means is, for example, if you set this up on Google, when you log into your Gmail account, it will send you to one of your devices, either a text message or an email, with a 6 to 9 digit code.
Oh, I see.
And then you type in that PIN, and then it will let you log in. So you actually have to have physically a device with you that Google or Apple or Microsoft knows that you own.
So like your cell phone, if they have your cell phone number and you have your cell phone on you, they would just send you a code. You get the code, you punch it in, and then you have full access.
Mm-hmm. And it's really weird. I do think that in some way these companies really need to be a little more responsible in terms of getting the word out on two-factor auth. I mean, these are things that have been available for a while now. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of hard to find in security settings. I mean, now I think a lot more people are going to go looking for them,
sure,
which is a good thing. But it's really easy to set up, and it can be a minor inconvenience, but when you consider minor inconvenience versus having a little less security on your account, I would always pick minor inconvenience.
I got to tell you, I'm sort of a loser when it comes to passwords, because I'll type in my username and then that's wrong. And then I type in a password and then I realize that's wrong. And then I have to reset it pretty much every time I go anywhere.
I'm really bad at that too. So you're not alone. I feel like, my husband will tell you I have a mind like a steel trap and I remember everything. But I forget things all the time. I log in information on sites I haven't been to in a couple of years. And so I use 1Password, which is a password manager.
What is it?
Help me, please. It's a password manager, and there are other ones as well, like LastPass. And what that does is when you go on the Internet and you type in your username and password, it will ask you if you'd like it to be saved to that password management system.
Right. It's another app, right?
It's an app,
okay.
And then when you come back to that site, you can just use a browser extension to just log in. Then so it remembers everything for you, and then you just need to remember one master password to unlock sort of your vault of passwords.
By the way, no husband ever wants their wife to have a mind like a steel trap that never forgets anything.
I'm sure he hates it.
This is the voice of our friend Ashley Escada here on The Kevin and Bean Show. She is the co-host of Tomorrow Daily and also senior editor for CNET. And this is the kind of stuff that they talk about on the show all the time. Help me out here. And again, I'm asking as a complete novice here too, Ashley. And I know that we don't exactly know how these photos were hacked. But let's just use Jennifer Lawrence as an example. I mean, somebody specifically targeted her. How would they even go about doing that? I mean, are they just guessing the username and password, or do they have to be in some sort of proximity to her and her phone or her Wi-Fi? I mean, how do they even target one person?
Well, it's really interesting that I had seen in a couple of places on the Internet when this story broke that I guess a couple of times, and we do this, normal people do this all the time as well on Facebook or on other forms of social media, on Twitter. They'll mention something like, oh, this is my dog, Fluffy. And then all they really need is they need to be able to guess what your email is. And a lot of people have a standard naming convention in their email. So,
right.
JLawRocks@gmail or whatever her email is. And then beyond that, you just go into a security reset and they've got security questions. And people who are very open with their information about their friends and family or when they were born, where they were born, on Facebook.
So then if it asks for the dog's name, you type in Fluffy,
or
knowing
where your parents met or something like that. You just have to pay attention to hear those details, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It would take a little bit of time to look up that information. But for a lot of, especially celebrities, because they're in the public eye, but even for normal people with identity theft, this is a very common reoccurrence. People put that information on the internet, not realizing that it can be used against them. So if you ever have security questions, when you have to choose them, don't pick things that you share publicly. So, you know, what was the first car you ever owned? Like, if you've ever mentioned that, you know, that those are questions you really don't want to pick.
That's a good tip. All right. Are you you shooting a show today, Ashley?
I am. I'm shooting a show today. We're always about future tech, so I'm sure we'll have some story about robots that will likely murder us in the future.
All right. All right.
Should be really fun. It's a fun show. We like to have a good time with it. So, and we also have all of our new releases today, so we'll talk about all the new tech and movies and games and everything that's coming out this week.
Fantastic. Tomorrow Daily, you can get that at CNET.com and follow Ashley on Twitter at Ashley Escada. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:57.
I know you guys don't care about this, but there's a sport called football. The NFL returns Thursday. We'll talk about
Thursday.
The new season with a young man named Marcus Allen, a name perhaps you know as a Super Bowl champion himself, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He'll be joining us right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Rob's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday.
I just wish the season didn't start with Seattle. Put a bad taste in your mouth. First game out of there.
Isn't that the team you want to see, the Super Bowl champions?
I think if you don't have a team, that's who you want to see. But if you have a team, then you'd rather see your team.
Yeah. Guess we can get out of the way so we can just rinse our mouths out by Sunday when real football happens.
All right, let's talk about stuff.
All right.
That I'm going to give away to you, my sweet, sweet, sweet Showbiz Beat listeners.
I don't care.
I do care for them. That's why I'm giving away copies of Captain America: The Winter Soldier on Blu-ray.
Yay!
It is in stores Tuesday, September the 9th. But why wait?
I like that movie.
It's not only a great comic movie, it's a great film.
Agreed.
Top to bottom, it is an excellent, excellent movie. Maybe the best comic book movie of its generation.
That's a suck fest.
No, it's not, Kevin. Shut up.
Wow, Kevin.
Captain America, The Winter Soldier, I want to give away 5 copies right now. Call me, 1-800-520-1067. And you'll get a copy on Blu-ray. It's pretty awesome. Stores will carry it next Tuesday, September the 9th. And it says here, listen to Ralph next Tuesday for some big news from Marvel.
How about that?
Oh.
Huh. Does Ralph know anything about that?
Ralph has no idea what that big news could possibly be. But
Ralph
maybe
should find out between now and
between
then.
Now and Tuesday, they're going to tell me what my big news is. But you should tune in next Tuesday.
And you don't tune the rest of this week or next. But Tuesday apparently is the day to listen to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, this is not a professional organization.
I will have
here.
big news.
Call right now and we'll get right back to you.
Call right now and we'll get right back to you.
We won't get back to you at all.
I've got big news right now.
Yes.
How about Justin Bieber getting arrested in Canada?
Yay!
Death penalty? Death penalty? Death penalty?
Not yet, but we're working up to it. There was a crash between an ATV and a minivan. And now Justin, according to TMZ, is facing charges of dangerous driving and assault because there was a fight between Justin and the other driver after the collision.
Please, how much of a fight could it be if it involved Justin Bieber?
The slap fest.
Where was this giant posse of bodyguards to protect him from any sort of physical altercation?
Does he get in trouble every week for something, Ralph?
Yes.
The level of douchebaggery that you have to reach to get in that much trouble.
Must be exhausting me, that much of an a-hole.
Yes.
Because you always have to be doing douchebaggy things constantly. He gets a gift. It comes naturally to him.
Yeah.
Here's the sweet, sweet, sweet part of this deal. Justin is on probation for 2 years after his L.A. egging case. Which is now known as the famous L.A. egging case.
Is it?
Yes. So this could trigger a violation of that probation, regardless of what happens with this arrest in Canada. L.A. could say, you know what, that counts. Right in the hooscow. Right.
So you might get your death penalty after all, Kevin.
Well, not yet, but we could maybe get him shivved in the shower.
He'd be quite popular in prison.
Boy, would he. All right, let's talk about someone I really like.
All right.
Let's go from the ridiculous to the sublime. I love Adele.
She's
the
best.
Everything she does. She is gifted beyond words. She is perhaps the best singer, pure singer of her generation. Her voice is magic. We're working on a new album, and we've got two new songs that have been leaked on the internet. Now, no word whether these will be on her new upcoming album or not. But these are two outtakes, apparently, from Adele's 21 that have hit the internet. So, you want to take a listen?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Here's Four years without Adele? Absolutely.
Here's the first track called Never Gonna Leave You.
We popping out for Labor Day. We at the top on Labor Day. A 3-day weekend just for Labor Day.
That's good.
Labor Day.
That's Rosa G.
That's a Labor Day song. That's not Adele?
That's not Adele. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
This is Adele.
Let's go back there. Back to the start. Say I'm never gonna leave you. Cause you're the only one I want.
Boy.
How do you listen?
Boy!
How do you listen to that and then go, you know what? That doesn't make the album.
That's not maybe that. Let's leave that one off.
What?
God, I need some more Adele. Here's another track called You'll Never See Me Again.
You'll never see me again. I've been learning to live without you now. It's taken all my strength, but I'm strong now.
She's one of those rare artists that you know exactly who it is the second you hear her sing.
Yeah, just so identifiable and so great. Just never... never a moment where she doesn't deliver.
Well, Labor Day song was a little weak, but
I think that sounded great.
The other two were good.
She sounded like Taylor Swift on that Labor Day song, I thought.
How dare
it was
you.
Very Taylor Swift-esque to me. Today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of football, Terry Bradshaw. The gentleman knows a thing, too, about throwing the old pigskin around.
Kevin, talk to him later this week. Very excited.
QB, of course, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, now a broadcaster on Fox, 66 years old today. Harvey Levin is 64. Mark Harmon turned 63 today. Keanu Reeves is 50. Whoa. Salma Hayek is 48. Cynthia Watrous is 46. Comedian Cat Williams celebrates his 41st birthday. I'm Ralph Garmin. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's not geek out over a professional athlete, Kevin. You know how we get when it gets to sports figures. Especially when you're talking about a man the caliber of Marcus Allen, who is on the phone, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl winner, and MVP, and of course, College Football Hall of Fame, one of the all-time great USC men of Troy. He joins us on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hi, Mr. Allen. How are you, sir?
Don't geek out. I'm great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're great because football is back.
Yeah, in a big way, too.
Doesn't it seem like, look, football's always been popular, but it's never been more popular in America than it is right now. I mean, every one of the most watched shows on TV every week are NFL games now. I mean, it's a national obsession, but that just makes the off season so hard, Marcus. We look at our sad calendars in July and August and September, and we're like, come on, get here already. I'm sure it's the same way for you.
Well, no, I got other interests during the off season, and I try to focus on that, but no. Everyone looks forward to the football season, from preseason games to obviously the build-up in college. And, everybody's sitting at the edge of their seats waiting to see what's going to happen.
Well, I know the reason that we were able to talk to you today is because you are working with DirecTV, and they are unveiling some new ways for us to watch football in ever-increasing amount of devices. Am I right?
Absolutely. Everyone knows about DirecTV and the NFL Sunday Ticket. You know, provides NFL fans across the country with the ultimate tool to watch every game every Sunday in HD. And they blanket the country with the service. But some people can't get satellite signals, like college kids who can't put a satellite dish on their dorm or apartment room or frat house.
Right.
Now they have a great solution now. So they can watch their favorite teams every Sunday for the first time. They're offering student access to digital streaming version of NFL Sunday Ticket called NFLST.TV.
So all you need is a computer now, and you can watch everything the same as if you had DirecTV.
You can watch on a smartphone, a tablet, laptop, Xbox One, Sony PS3, PS4. I mean, for more information, just go to NFLSundayTicketTV.com. And they also have the new DirecTV Fantasy Zone for your fantasy football. It offers a ultimate one-stop fantasy experience every Sunday. So DirecTV has it going on.
Marcus, we talk about this on our show all the time because neither Kevin nor I are fantasy football players. But almost everyone we know, including lots of hardcore football fans, love the fantasy football. What do you think of it as a former player?
guys, there are so many people that are playing. I mean, 10 years ago, it's been an explosion.
We know we're in the minority.
The amount of teams and the amount of people that are playing, they're in the millions, guys. And, I think I was a pretty good fantasy player. I think I paid dividends for those people that picked me, and I'm sure there's a lot of players out there now that are doing the same thing. It's a way for, you know, the fan to get involved and you know, play GM.
Do you play? Are you in a league?
I'm going to be unveiling that pretty soon, guys, so I just can't do that right now.
Right. How much are you still in contact with your friends at USC? Is that a program you follow closely now, Marcus?
Well, I listen here. I'm a diehard Trojan, and I've watched that program. I've supported that program. I will always support that program. I watched this Saturday. I was extremely pleased with the way Steve Sarkisian, his approach, the way they played. I mean, it was a far cry from their opener last year against Washington State. I think he did an outstanding job. I'm hearing nothing but good things from my sources. I haven't been up there late, but I am going to be, you know, watching every game, attending games. I am a, you know, I'm a SC diehard.
Yeah, and by the middle of the first quarter, anyone who had any concerns that all of these off-field distractions that we've all been seeing in the news were gonna have, you know, play out on the field in a negative way for USA, they could forget that. I mean, they just came out ready to play. I mean, it was like none of that had ever happened. That stuff in the headlines.
Well, I think that spoke volumes about head coach's leadership. I mean, I think it really did, and the leadership of the players on the team too. I mean, they were focused. And they, what I also like is they played a lot of people too.
Right.
They played a lot of freshmen. Steve wasn't afraid to play them. That was good to see. I thought they were aggressive. I thought they ran the ball well. I thought, they kept penalties at a minimum, which is I think a good sign of being disciplined and being focused. They look good.
It seems, like it's much more difficult to stay focused because they're younger. They're not, you know, they're not old enough. They haven't been in the pros for a while, so they're kids, basically. And the distractions, a lot of times, seem to take over. But in this particular case, like you say, they just were able to put it aside and move on.
Hey guys, I mean, I can't even believe, you know, begin to explain how difficult it is to play in this day and age. You know, we certainly didn't have, you know, when we first started, they just had, you know, three stations, and
yep. Right.
And then
yep.
The evolution of ESPN, and now there's, you know, there's so many stations out there, and with social media and stuff, there's really nothing you can do without somebody bringing attention to it. So
right.
You really have to, you know, stay on your P's and Q's and do your job and be aware of the trappings of social media and everything else that's out there. You really have to do a great job of that.
This is the voice of Hall of Famer Marcus Allen here on the Kevin Bean Show for a couple more minutes, and we'll give you the information again on how you can get the DirecTV football package at the end of the call. Marcus, you're Trojan for life. Raider for life also? Are they still the team you root for most in the NFL?
Guys, I root for players that I know and like. I root for my friends. I certainly root for the teams that I played for as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an interesting sort of it's interesting to see how people have projected certain realities onto me. If I say I like the Chiefs, I dislike the Raiders.
Right.
And that's not the case. I love my experience with the Raiders, and I love my experience with the Chiefs. And I pull for people that I know, and I pull for both teams, to be honest with you. I mean, I can't change the fact that that was my life, and that was my experience, and I enjoyed that. And no matter how many, you know, many people want me to, you know, to choose one team over the other, I will
sure.
never do that. But I certainly do. I certainly support the Raiders, and I certainly support the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, it's been a long time since an athlete would play for one franchise his entire career. That just doesn't exist.
Doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, I wanted to do that. It didn't happen, though. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. I wanted to remain there, and due to circumstances, I think that everybody are aware of. everyone's aware of that you know, it just didn't happen. But I wanted to play for one team. I wanted to be one of those guys that said, hey, I played my entire career with one team.
Well, it's wonderful that something that you started playing, I assume, for fun as a little boy, not only turned into a great professional career for you, but it's something that you're still able to keep your hand in and you're still around the game of football. I mean, you know, that's awesome that you didn't have to leave it behind and go get a quote-unquote real job, Marcus.
Guys, I loved it. I remember I was glued to the television set as a young kid. Every time I watched an NFL game, I went out and tried to emulate it in the backyard with our friends down the street, with my brothers. I mean, that's, you know, I absolutely positively loved it. And so to grow up and to realize that dream of playing and to see yourself in a Super Bowl and it becomes reality, and to see yourself as the rookie of the year and it becomes reality, and to see yourself as the NFL MVP, and it comes reality. It's just, you know, it's sort of mind-boggling, you know, to achieve all those things because you're like one of like millions of kids that have those dreams and ambitions, and you know, and we know that, you know, not everybody gets a chance to realize those dreams, but I was lucky enough to do just that.
When you see a hard hit in the NFL, can you feel it?
Well, it's interesting now, guys. It's like when I played, I was like impervious to pain.
Right,
my friend. I was now. Oh my goodness! But like, I can't believe I even, you know, I can't believe I haven't played as long as I did. 16 years. I'm like, man, how did I do that for 16 years? And yeah, I mean, if somebody gets hit hard now, yeah, I feel it sitting on the couch.
Yeah. Well, we're in awe of people who accomplish what you have, Marcus. I'm so glad we got to have you on. Direct TV, the NFL Sunday Ticket. Now you don't even need satellite TV. It's NFLST. That's NFL SundayTicket.tv. Prices start at just $199, and there's a special discount for USC students, I'm told. $50 off of that, thanks to Marcus Allen's appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show here today for just $149.95. Go Trojans, indeed. Marcus, I hope it's a fantastic season. I hope we get a chance to chat with you again. We really appreciate the time today, sir.
My pleasure, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 942.
Congratulations to L.A.'s Juan Solis. Just won a pair of VIP passes to the Sunset Strip Music Festival in September. Jeez. That's the 20th and 21st. What? What's so funny?
Juan Solis? Really, gringo? Really? Solis?
What, you think it's Solis?
I know it's Solis.
It's probably Solis.
It's absolutely Solis.
I bet it's Solis.
You know what?
His first name is Juan.
You don't have to bet. It's Solis.
Jane's Addiction, Empire of the Sun, Tovlo, Big Data, Cold War Kids, and more, plus passes to the Bud Light Backstage. We got more tickets you can win throughout the day. You can go to KROQ.com for all the details. Ralph's here, time for the showbiz beat.
Congratulations, Joanne Solis. You are the big winner.
Look, we might be a little white, if that's what you're saying.
Look, we all are white. I'm not saying we're not white, but we can try a little, make an effort. Just saying. Live in Los Angeles. The city of angels.
Sure. Angels, if you don't mind.
Hey, listen up.
Okay.
This happened. Justin Bieber's arrested.
Yeah, that's
arrested.
Strong. And, if I remember correctly from earlier today, in Canada.
Yes.
I like to see him arrested in every country.
Arrested Friday afternoon. He was taken into custody in Perth County, Ontario, Canada. He was in a crash. There was an ATV and a minivan. I'm assuming he was on the ATV. And he was charged with dangerous driving and assault because then there was a fight after the crash between Justin and the other driver. Justin had been photographed riding an ATV with Selena Gomez Friday in Ontario, so everyone's assuming he was on the ATV, which is a very dangerous vehicle, and sadly, he seems to be okay after the crash.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Oh, he survived.
The good news is Justin, of course, is on probation for 2 years after that egging incident, where he pelted his neighbor's home with eggs. So this could possibly trigger a violation of that probation and cause him not only to be in trouble there in his home country of Canada, but also here in the United States as well. So here's hoping. Are you hoping?
Come on, death penalty.
Are you hoping for a Sharknado 3?
Yes.
Well, you may be disappointed. It sounds like they are currently trying to put it together, but Star Magazine reports that Ian Ziering is demanding $1 million as a salary for returning in the third installment of the wildly inexplicably popular franchise, Sharknado. That would be a huge bite out of the budget.
See what you did?
So they may not be able to pay him that. They may think of recasting the lead and bringing a new actor on board. Rumor has it, perhaps Brian Austin Green.
Only because
Ian's co-star from Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, only because he was on 90210?
I believe that would be the
That's
connection.
That's a bizarre thing.
Kind of chomping at the bit here as we're talking about Sharknado, of course, so wildly popular in sci-fi, because it hasn't been finalized yet. I promise I'll talk about it once it is. But it's possible I, too, may be returning to the sci-fi network.
Yes.
To be in a new creature feature on that very same channel. Of course, I was in Sharktopus, which I think is the granddaddy of all the shark hybrid films.
Whether it was kind of the beginning of the whole thing.
Whether it be a tornado or an octopus. I was proudly in Sharktopus, and it looks like I may be returning to that network to star in a new creature film.
It's Bobby!
It's not Bobby. I'm very excited about the possibility, so once that firms up, I'll be talking more about it.
Well, you're not going to at least give us a name?
I can't! I'm not at liberty. But I will as soon as I'm able.
It's Morgan.
It's not Morgan either. No, none of my previous roles will be revisited. This will be a brand new role.
All right.
That I've never played before, and I'm
Ralph. I don't know what this sounds like. I haven't previewed it, but I have something on my machine called the Ralph Sharktopus Death Scene. Would it be fun?
Probably
fun to go
I
back
died
and
in Sharktopus.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know what it sounds like. Should
Let's
we hear some of
it? Yeah,
this?
Yeah. Right.
Trust me, okay? There is no such thing as a shark to...
Hello, yeah. Emmys.
I was very wrong. It turned out there was such a thing as a sharktopus.
Did you do your own screaming for that scene?
And I found out in gory detail. Yes, that was me performing my own death.
It's fantastic.
It's terrifying. Terrifying moment to be...
Damn you, sharktopus!
In the grips of a sharktopus. I'm just saying, I could be returning to sci-fi.
Sure.
Very excited.
Very excited. Wait till you hear what this creature is. You won't believe it.
I can't wait.
Can you tell
us
one half of the creature?
I can't tell you.
Part guppy, part something.
Is it like ant eagle?
what kind of a mixture? How did you guess, Kevin? It's ant eagle. It's half ant, half eagle.
I'm just trying to put together animals.
It can't
animals.
Fly, but it can carry 10 times its own weight.
I would so watch that.
But its little feet can't hold on to stuff.
I may have to tackle the ant eagle in my new
is
TV
it is
film.
It all right, let me guess. Is it dino flea?
It is not dino flea.
Is it half dinosaur, half flea?
It is not part dinosaur, part flea.
I would like to see that.
Sci-fi, you taking notes?
But again, you guys have really
we're
tapped
right on,
into something.
We?
I think you guys have a future in writing these creature features.
Thank you.
But it's not. And Jimmy Jameson has passed away. He was the lead singer for a band called Survivor. Now, when you think Survivor, you think Eye of the Tiger from 1984.
Sure. Sure.
That was not Jimmy Jameson singing lead on that. He joined the band just after their
biggest hit?
Their biggest hit ever. But he did sing on many of their hits after that, including High on You, The Search is Over. That was their big ballad, remember? The Search is Over.
I don't remember.
Big song,
with
yeah.
Me all the time.
Nope.
Oh, man. How about Burning Heart from Rocky IV?
Sure.
Rocky.
In the burning heart, just about to burst, there's a quest for answers and a creature of the past.
Now I heard Ralph.
How much iron have you pumped to that song in your life? Come on. That's on the iPad, isn't it? On the old thing, the MP3 player. What do you kids call it these days? The lava lamp? Whatever.
It's a lava lamp. Yeah.
On your phone, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I heard that what happened was the lead singer of Survivor had some sort of throat problem, some sort of polyps or something, after he recorded Eye of the Tiger, so he was unable to keep singing. So
Wow. This
guy, Jimmy Jameson, joined the band, stayed with him for years and years and years, and then the other guy got better. So they fired this guy, brought the other guy back,
what?
And then the other guy went out and toured with his own Survivor. So there were all these lawsuits because there were two different lead singers of Survivor out there doing two different bands.
Oh, no. Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yeah. It was ugly. Very
so
ugly.
So after Eye of the Tiger, he had the Throat of the Frog.
Come on. You're not proud of that.
In the file, and let's do that by itself tomorrow.
With extreme prejudice.
Come on.
That is not good.
You wish you hadn't said that.
I quit.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Terry Bradshaw was 66 years old today. He, of course, quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, of course, over there on Fox. Harvey Levin, 64. You know what it is? I had some Dunkin' Donuts. I'm giddy. I'm a sugar high. I had a sugar high going on right now. Dunkin' Donuts!
Woo! Yeah, I heard you.
They're here.
Today, brand new, Kevin. Yeah.
Why would someone not
just
tell us?
Just opened, grand opening. Yeah.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Where's the location, Ralph?
Santa Monica.
All right.
Could not be more happy. Grew up on Dunkin' Donuts. It was a big East Coast deal. And then they were out here for a little while. Didn't really take off.
I guess Santa Monica!
Early 90s, they sort of floundered and they closed them down. But now they're back.
All right.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, you can't get donuts anywhere. So
but these are, you don't know, man. You don't know. These are Dunkin' Donuts.
But have they been at the station for a while today?
Hell to the yeah.
And is there a reason we don't know about that in here? Oh, mugs.
Yeah. Behind you. They would be gone in an instant.
Yeah, that's true. One bite.
It'd be like an anteagle descending on those.
I was just
donuts.
Trying to think.
It would just disappear.
Disparate animals. I didn't know it.
Harvey Levin, TMZ founder, is 64 years old today. Mark Harmon is 63. Keanu Reeves turns 50. Salma Hayek's 48 years old. Cynthia Watrous celebrates her 46th birthday. And comedian Cat Williams is 41. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin DeBeach Show, we've got your tickets for the Sunset Strip Music Fest. Or as we call it, Muse Fest. Jim Moore, the head coach of UCLA, on the program tomorrow. Landon Donovan from the LA Galaxy on the program tomorrow. And Adam Carolla with This Week in Rams. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and